Good morning. I'd like to call the 9th Osage Nation Congress to order. Today's date is September 11, 2025, and the time is 10:01 a.m. This is day 9 of our CJO session. First, I'd like to ask Congressman Potts if he would deliver a daily prayer.
Madam Speaker. Lord, we come to you today, and we just, with heavy hearts on all fronts, I pray that we lay this at your feet. Grief from our memories of 24 years ago today, God, I just pray for our grieving families. There are so many. I pray that we continue to make good decisions at these tables, that we continue to look out for our people and make the best decisions possible. God, I just hope that you're with us, that you're guiding us, and you're in our hearts and in our minds in each of these decisions, God. Just bless us today, bless our people today, and watch over us, and guide us, and direct us. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Congressman. Clerk, roll call, please.
Congressman Bickhorst.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Second Speaker Redcorn.
Here.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Assistant Chief Walker.
Here.
Speaker Shaw.
Present. We do have a quorum. We are now on approval of the journal. You will note that we have two journals to approve today. Day 4 and day 7 are attached to the meeting notice.
Madam Speaker.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Good morning. On day 7, did Second Speaker give prayer that day? I just thought it was Whitehorn. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Congresswoman Lemon.
Motion to approve the journal dated September 9th as presented.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Discussion. All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. Journal of September 2nd is approved. That was not September 2nd.
Did I say September 9th?
No, I think I said September 2nd. I believe you said September 9th. I have no idea what today is, so.
It's okay. Birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Speaker.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes, thank you. In reviewing, we're on September 5th, correct? Yes, okay.
Yes.
So I'd like to make a motion then to approve the September 5th, 2025 journal as presented.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. Motion passes. The journal September 5th, 2025 has been approved. We're now on reports of standing committees. Congressman Maker.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Good morning, everyone. Culture Committee met yesterday on the 10th of September. And I have two reports here for two appointees. The first one is the Gray Horse Village Board. The appointee is Kirk Shaw. The roll call final committee action is candidate is qualified by education and experience and has no ethical or legal barriers to service. Votes were yes, Big Horse, Good Fox, Keen, Maker, one absent, Hamilton. The Culture Committee also reviewed the appointee, Mr. James Norris, for the Osage Veterans Memorial Board. And the committee action is the candidate is qualified by education, experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. Voting yes for Big Horse, Good Fox, Keen, and Maker. Absent was Hamilton. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Maker. Congresswoman Rivard.
Good morning, Speaker. Happy birthday, Assistant Chief. Good morning, colleagues and those in attendance. The Commerce and Gaming Committee met on September 5th to discuss the appointment of Richard Perrier to the Osage LLC Board. The final committee action, the candidate is qualified by education experience and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. Voting yes, Big Horse, Good Fox, Hamilton, Keen, Redcorn, and Rivard. Thank you.
Thank you. We're now on introduction of bills and or resolutions. Hearing none, we're now on bills and resolutions on first reading. Congresswoman Good Fox.
Thank you, Speaker. Members of Congress, I'm reading in ONCA 25-110, an act to place limitations on the campaign donations from appointed officials to candidates running for an elected office of the Osage Nation. May I continue?
Please.
Also reading in ONCA 25-111, an act to amend the Osage Nation Competitive Bidding Act at 15 ONC 2-412 to restrict contract bid awards over a 10-year period and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, Assistant Chief, and colleagues. I'll be reading in ONCR 2523, a resolution to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and consent to jurisdiction to Bank of Oklahoma Financial for business account services to the Osage Nation.
Thank you, Congressman Big Horse. ONCA 25110 will be assigned to the Government Operations Committee. ONCA 25-111 will be assigned to the Commerce and Gaming Committee. ONCR 2523 will be assigned to the Government Operations Committee. We are now on motions and notices. Congresswoman Good Fox.
Motion to vote on the confirmation of Executive Appointee Bonna Bear to the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board for Amy Tall Chief's remaining term.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? Roll call vote, please.
Congresswoman Good Fox?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Second Speaker Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Speaker Shaw?
Yes. Motion carries. Mr. Bonna Bear has been approved to the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board. Congresswoman Good Fox.
Motion to vote on the confirmation for Executive Appointee Stephen Blue to the Osage Nation Community Development Financial Institution Board for a term of 3 years.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? Clerk, roll call vote, please.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Second Speaker Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox?
Yes.
Speaker Shaw?
Yes. Motion carries. Mr. Stephen Blue has been confirmed as an appointee to the Osage Nation Community Development Financial Institution Board. Congresswoman Good Fox.
Motion to vote on the confirmation for Executive Appointee Claudette Carnes to the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board for a term of 3 years. Claudette Carnett.
Sorry, Claudette.
Second.
Thank you. There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor of the roll call vote, please.
Congressman Keene?
No.
Congresswoman Lemon?
No.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Second Speaker Redcorn?
No.
Congresswoman Rivard?
No.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse? No. Congresswoman Good Fox?
No.
Congressman Hamilton?
No.
Speaker Shaw?
No. Motion fails. There were 4 yeas and 8 nays. Congresswoman Good Fox.
Motion to vote on the confirmation for executive appointee Marsha Harlan to the Osage Nation Gaming Commission for a term of 3 years.
Second. There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? Roll call vote, please.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Second Speaker Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Speaker Shaw?
Yes. Motion passes. Marsha Harlan has been confirmed as an executive appointee to the Osage Nation Gaming Commission Board. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Motion to vote on the confirmation for executive appointee Bruce Pollock to the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board for a term of 3 years.
Second. There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? Roll call vote, please.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Second Speaker Redcorn?
No.
Congresswoman Rivard?
No.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
No.
Congressman Congresswoman Goodfox?
No.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
No.
Congresswoman Lemon?
No.
Speaker Shaw?
No. Motion fails. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Motion to vote on the confirmation for executive appointee Raymond Redcorn to the Osage Nation Development Financial Institution Board for a term of 3 years.
Second. There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? Roll call vote, please.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Second Speaker Redcorn?
Abstain.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Speaker Shaw?
Yes. Motion passes. Mr. Raymond Redcorn has been confirmed as an executive appointee to the Osage Nation Development Financial Institution Board. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Motion to vote on the confirmation of executive appointee Mark Sims to the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board for a term of 3 years.
Second. There's a motion and a second. Discussion? Roll call vote, please.
Second Speaker Redcorn?
No.
Congresswoman Rivard?
No.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
No.
Congressman Big Horse?
No.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
No.
Congressman Hamilton?
No.
Congressman Keene?
No.
Congresswoman Lemon?
No.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
No.
Speaker Shaw?
No. Motion fails. I have a vote count of 2 yeas, 10 nays. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Motion to vote on the confirmation for executive appointee Rhonda Wallace to the Osage Nation Tax Commission for a term of 3 years.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Discussion? Roll call vote, please.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Second Speaker Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Speaker Shaw?
Yes. Motion passes, 12 yeas, 0 nays. Ms. Rhonda Wallace has been confirmed as an executive appointee to the Osage Nation Tax Commission Board. Congressman Keene.
Speaker, I make a motion to place Richard Perrier on the next day's agenda for confirmation to the Osage LLC Board.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. We're still on motions and notices. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Natural Resource Committee meeting immediately following session, and I think we'll just set a time right now to get started at 15 until 11.
Thank you. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Government Ops will meet today from 2:30 to 5, and then please note that the original filing of that meeting, I set it to 4, but because of how the budgets are going, I extended it by an hour. So we will be 2:30 to 5 today.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Congresswoman Lemon.
Motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Motion in a second. We do not have session scheduled for tomorrow.
Motion withdraw, restate. Motion to adjourn until Monday morning, or do you guys want to come Saturday?
I don't think there's a need for us to be here this Saturday, but next Saturday perhaps, so keep it open.
Okay. Motion to adjourn until Monday morning at 10 a.m.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed, please say no. We are now adjourned. The time is 10:24 a.m. Have a good day.